You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Tarmac Ride,
Pale Junk,
Snow Go,
Gas Selfie.
Ooh, what's a gas selfie?
In your case, it's like a Dutch oven.
Yeah, whoa.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cash.
That is I.
What's going on, brother?
Not too much. This is actually because we had a lot to talk about last time because we were off for a week.
That's
but,
true.
But now I just talked to you last week, so not much has changed, especially in the early week of January where the holidays are done.
That's true, except for the weather.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I know it's going to sound weird for a couple of Canadians to be complaining how fucking cold it is, but it is cold.
Fucking cold as balls, man. Like, it's finally broken as of today.
Yes.
Yeah, but I had that whole week off. Yeah, pretty much spent inside because you couldn't go outside.
No, you couldn't, yeah. Yeah, unless you had a tauntaun. Yeah, I mean, and even then you have to cut them open to keep warm. You mean, like.
Yeah, I need a couple tauntauns.
A couple tauntauns. You need dually tauntaun. Get a plow on my tauntaun, eh? Fuck yeah. Right on.
Give her, bud. Give her, bud.
Just give her. All right. That's enough Canadiana for there. we'll try to keep Canadiana down this week. We're going to have a regular old show. First thing, this just literally came across my desk. Brandon Bowden, he's the editor of the Hotter Show, our good friend TJ. His producer has a podcast called Radio, eh? He was nice enough to give us a shout out on that podcast. And he basically, from what I gather, I was listening to it and he picks a Canadian podcast once a week or once an episode.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I caught from it as well.
Yeah. But yeah, we really, really appreciate it. And basically his radio show is basically how to get your foot in the door in the radio business.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So he gives tips and everything else. And check that out. It's Radio A. And also, of course, do not forget the Hotter Show, our good friend TJ over there. And we are trying to get, if we can ever line up our schedules, we'll definitely get TJ on to take part in our headlines.
Awesome.
Yeah, so TJ, if you're listening there, yeah, definitely that invitation still is out there. So please get a hold of us and we'll hook up on the Roman Podcast. And what else is going on? Not too much, but okay. I got to bang this drum again this week. I don't know why I have to keep doing this, but you know, I'm going to start a segment called Rob's Rants. So I'm on social media yesterday as I'm lying on the couch watching NFL football. Playoffs has started. Our fantasy is over, so I can actually watch football and not worry about who scores the touchdown.
is your team in the playoffs, Rob?
My football team?
Oh, right.
No. They're not even close.
Well, let me tell you, my football team
is not either.
Not either.
Your new one or your old one?
Yeah, exactly.
So there I am, and of course I got the iPad on the lap, and I flip through, I do some social media stuff for this show, and then you start seeing the condescending remarks, you mean, on Twitter or Facebook or wherever, and it's like, playoff football, or sports ball, you know, that condescending, you hear, go teams, but then later on in the day, you see posts about, who's watching the Golden Globes? It's like, okay, I'm just going to get this right off my chest. Okay, the Golden Globes were last night, and that's a really big spectacle, and you're an actor yourself, so I'm sure, I know you enjoy the award shows.
Yep.
Not something for me. I woke up this morning, I watched Seth's monologue. I thought it was funny, it's entertaining. But to be very condescending and be like, you know, I've said this before, with any time there's a new Star Wars movie or a Super Bowl that comes out, and they're, you know, Super Bowl time of year, and it's like, oh, Super Bowl going on? I don't even care.
Yeah.
But then they have their thing that they like. You mean, it's like, why do people gotta be like that? You mean, it's like, I did not watch the Golden Globes, but I didn't go online going, oh, Golden Globes night? I don't care. You mean, yeah, if people like it, awesome. Hey, if you enjoy it, great. If you're entertained, even better, fantastic.
Yeah, but, and I've got a foot in both worlds, right? I come from a sports background, so, you know, I like watching sports, and I also enjoy the award shows, and I, you know, watching everybody, you know, how they do and how what films do well. But that whole kind of, like, oh, is there a football game on today? Well, I wouldn't know. Yeah, I can't stand that.
I know, and you know, and I see it a lot. You see it everywhere. You know, like, there's you see some people who are in the quote unquote nerd culture. That, like, oh, call it sports ball or EA team or go sports. Yeah. You mean, like, just it's like, I mean, and I know, like, they're all.
And they love wearing that shirt. They love wearing that shirt that says local sports team.
Local sports team, yeah. But that's what I mean. And I know they're making fun of the tribal, yes, we cheer for the team, not the players. Like, yeah, I know it's ridiculous. But I myself, too, you know, I love football, but I'm a big, huge nerd when it comes to sci-fi and comic cons and all this other stuff. So I see both sides too. It's just like, come on, people, like, fuck, don't be condescending. You don't put shit down just because you're not into it.
You know what it is? It's just in line with everything else that's going on, where everybody's picking a side. You know, it's like, if you're not with us, you're against us. We see it in politics. You know, we see it in everything from religion to sports to you name it. And that if you don't, it's not even that you're following the same team as me. Now it's like, okay, if you don't even follow the same sport as me,
yes,
you know, then you're, you know, then they condescend on you, and then vice versa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Because I see some people. I know there's a. I'm not gonna shout him out by name, but I know there's a guy in LA, and he's a kind of in the nerd culture, but he loves the LA Kings, loves them. But makes fun of baseball or makes fun of football every time. Oh, that sports ball on? But yet every second post you see of theirs is like, oh, hey, I was at the Kings game. Well, fuck off. You mean, like...
Yeah. Like, I'm not a huge basketball fan.
Right, right.
Right? But then I started watching a couple games. I was like, I really can't see what intrigues people. But I just said, you know, I'll keep an open mind. I'll have a look. And, you know, I started watching a couple of Raptors, not all the way through, just pieces here and there. It's actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Even with the Toronto FC, the soccer team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean? You start watching and you can get into it. Of course you can.
And you know what? Even if you can't, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, let's say if you're a big Trek fan, if you're going to sit down and sit through the first season of Star Trek Next Generation, holy crap. It's like putting a gun in your head going, oh my God, this is a slog. But to people that are big fans, they know it gets better. You mean they understand that? You mean it took some time getting off the ground, and I'm not putting Trek down. I love it, but that's what I mean. Like, but if somebody comes fresh and tries to get into it, it's really hard. And I get that. People, everybody has their own thing. I'll never be a big fan of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Like, I don't give a fuck who gets the rose, except. Yeah. But if somebody else, you mean if people are working all day and you got kids, put the kids to bed, and you're gonna kick your heels up and you're gonna have a glass of wine and you're gonna fucking watch The Bachelor. If that's your thing, to unwind, awesome. Fuck right on.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, again, I'm not a fan of that show, but, and I know people who are really like, oh my God, who's this and that and The Bachelor. I'm not that guy who will go like, oh, stupid Bachelor show, who cares? It's not who I am. If that's your thing, that's fine. You know, I mean, if it was up to me, a lot of the reality TV shows would stop existing.
Right.
You know, the Real Housewives of Give Me a Fucking Break. You know what I mean? Like, I just, that's, to me, that's just junk TV.
Of course, like, I'm not
advocating. I'm not the guy with the picket, you know, and the sign going like, yo, this has to stop.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. You're not going to be going online. Like, yeah, if you don't like it, you just ignore it. You don't go online and say, you mean, or be condescending or fucking, you mean, point out, like you said, local sports team t-shirts. You mean, like, it just.
Yeah. And, but I mean, there's a couple guys who are smart enough to market that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then just make a ton of money.
Oh yeah, the world's burning. Fuck, let's sell firewood. People, if there's something that people like, don't fucking shit on it. Come on, like, I mean, unless it's hurting somebody or something's done without somebody's consent. I mean, that's what I said. Doesn't matter what you do. if whatever you do on the weekend, whether you got to smoke a joint, you got to suck a dick, you got to fucking party, you got to do whatever you got to do, as long as you're not hurting anybody, and as long if you are doing it with somebody, as long as they're an adult and they're consenting, then fantastic. You mean it's great. Then, but do what you do. But then, you know, come on, like, don't shit on other people's
consent thing. Is key, people. Consent
oh yes, yes, yes.
And I hate absolutely. The fact that I actually have to say this because it sounds condescending enough, you know. But it's just kind of I understand because I've heard stories, and you just, you know, I've seen stuff, man. I've seen a Budo show. I've seen some crazy shit.
Yeah, of course we have. But, all for research.
Yeah, all but for when sure. you see when you see somebody push themselves on another person,
oh no, it's
and just
horrible.
And I mean to the point where it just skeeves you out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's friggin' disgusting. But anyway, this is not the show for that. You know,
no. Let's get back to fucking dick jokes and
yes,
and jokes and. Absolutely. Rob loves a good dick joke.
But anyway, so all you people out there that are enjoying the NFL playoffs, or if you're enjoying the new season of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or the Golden Globes, and Oscar season is coming, awesome. Enjoy it, and just enjoy your life. It's fantastic. We are so happy that you have something you can be like, oh, fuck, that day was a bitch. I'm going to slap this on the TV.
Yeah, everybody's got something.
Hey, everybody's got something.
You know, so
awesome. So, do you have any? Why don't we just jump into headlines? Do you have any headlines this week?
Sure. Man released from jail after pantless airport joyride.
Right. Go on.
And this can only be done, of course, by a Calgary man.
Oh.
Who was arrested after taking a pantless joyride across an Orlando tarmac. On a luggage towing vehicle, and his word of advice after he was captured was, "Don't do crystal meth."
Okay, well, that's sound advice, sir. Thank you. From a fellow Canadian, we appreciate it. Well, okay. Let me just comment something. As you know, I was in Orlando last April.
Yes.
And I was at the airport twice. Once when I got there, and once when I left. And the police officers. Or whatever you call them, they look more military. They're literally walking around with machine guns in the airport.
Yeah, the airport police.
An American airport is not where you want to fuck around.
No,
you
want to
fuck
man.
Around at a Canadian one, but you definitely don't want to fuck around at an American airport.
It's an American airport. It's like, we have an incident, code 5, and there's like a military squad that shows up.
It literally.
In Canada, if you're running on the tarmac, they're like, look at this fucker, eh?
Holy fuck, it's cold, eh?
What the fuck's he doing? Hey, howdy. Buddy, you okay? You okay there, buddy? You're on the tarmac. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, and actually, ironically enough, just this last weekend, there was two planes bumped into each other on the tarmac.
Yeah, here in Toronto.
And
caught fire, actually.
Yes. Yeah, it was horrible.
People were trying to get off the plane, and other people were like, hang on, let me get my overhead luggage. No,
get out
of the fucking way.
Anyway, okay, back to the Calgary guy.
So he was they removed this gentleman from a Chicago bound flight, right, and he basically he sat in an unassigned first class seat, then insisted he was a pilot and wanted to sit in the cockpit. He was removed from the plane but escaped and found his way onto the tarmac through the elevator service, then removed his pants, told the driver of a nearby baggage vehicle that he had to catch a flight. He commandeered the vehicle and drove it on the taxiway. He made it about 600 meters. That's about, 1,800 feet? Before he was tackled by an airport firefighter. Orlando police arrested him for trespassing and grand theft. He was released from jail the following Monday. His bond was reduced to $2,600 from $5,100. I guess this must be a common thing. They're like,
it's a mess.
And they said, they asked, is there anything you want to say about this incident from one of the reporters? And he said, don't do crystal meth. Don't ruin your life, kids.
Yeah, no shit. I thought that was obvious, but apparently not.
You could say that after anything, right?
Well,
like,
yeah, of course.
You could be like taking a test, an exam in school, and then get up from your desk, walk, you know, towards the back of the class, smack the person who's about three rows down from you.
Yes.
Just hoof them across the face. And people go, oh, my God, why'd you do that? And you go, don't do crystal meth, kids.
Yeah, don't
ruin your life.
And don't write exams on crystal meth.
Yeah, so the guy's like, he's like, I got to catch a flight. But first, bye-bye pants.
Well, you know, I guess crystal meth became a thing long after my party days, so I, you know, I mean, it's not something I'm familiar with personally, but
I guess you go faster without your pants, right? More aerodynamic, I guess.
Well, not me. I got, depends who you are, I suppose. Depends on your wind drag. And you're in Florida. It's not like it's chilly.
It's true.
It is so true. Well, you know what? I'm surprised it's a Calgary man. Not so surprised that we're hearing it happen in Florida.
That's what I mean. I think people just go nuts in Florida. There was a story of a guy that I knew that was taking medication to kind of just for, I don't remember what it was, lithium or something, but it kept him basically in check, right? Like antipsychotic pills. But we didn't know about this when we were in high school, but this is what happened. So at one point, he ended up by going to Florida because he just felt like, I need to go to Florida now. Jumped on a plane, went to Florida. When he was down there, he told the cab driver, you know where to take me. You know where to take me. And the cab driver was like, I don't know where to take you, man. So he got out, pulled the cab driver out of the car, stole the car, drove off, and the cops chased him down, and they stopped him at gunpoint and arrested him. And it was all a manic episode just because he had missed his medication.
Yeah, well, it's the brain's a complicated thing. Like, it just, you mean, like, the slightest thing, like, look at this, you mean, look at those micro dots of acid from years and years ago. You mean, you take a tiny little pill the size of a pinhead and it'd fuck you for 8 hours. Like, that's just, you know, like, it when it comes to medication or drugs or anything, it doesn't take much to really make you have a bad day.
And this guy was like, he was like super calm. Like, normally, like, he was like so reserved and, and a fairly quiet guy. He would, you know, he'd rarely raise his voice for anything. And then all of a sudden he starts telling you this story and you're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, he's like, I got to go back for my court case. I'm like, holy shit. Like, how are you not dead?
Yeah, that's.
But this was 15 years ago. So people weren't as easy. You know, the trigger fingers weren't, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That way.
Yeah, well, you know, that mental health issues, that's horrible. But doing meth and stealing luggage carts, that's your fucking fault. So anyway, so good luck to our fellow Canadian, and we're proud? I don't know.
a little ashamed, but kind of proud.
Kind of proud.
Kind of like how we feel when, you know, when we're naked.
Yes, naked in Florida. All right, you have another headline for us?
I do. The internet trolls, or let me see if I get this right, Oregonians, right? So from people from Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon. Oregonians. Internet trolls, Oregonians, after self-serve gas law takes effect.
Yes, I heard this. This has been fucking ridiculous. Read the headline and I'll comment.
Yeah, so basically what's happened is it's a new year. They passed the law. There's only two states in the U.S. where you cannot legally pump your own gas. And people for their entire lives live in these states and have never pumped their own gas, which are Oregon and New Jersey.
Yeah, well, I know lots of people that have never left Ontario, our province. So I guess you'd be bound to provincial laws, and if it was the law that you had to have a gas jockey to pump your gas, I guess, you know, that's what you know.
Yeah, exactly. So one guy he's like, I'm 62 years old, and he's like, I've never pumped my own gas. And he says, that's a job for professionals, for people who know what they're doing. And so, of course, the internet has had fun with them.
Oh,
they're creating all kinds of crazy memes. They're grabbing pieces from videos where people would grab like gas nozzles and like drench the car and set the car on fire and stuff like that. You know?
And it's just what is that movie? Ben Stiller. Oh, come on. The model movie.
Oh,
I know. The people are screaming at their iPhones right now.
Yeah. What's the name? Zoolander?
Zoolander. Thank you. Yeah. Derek Zoolander when they had the gas fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the models in Zoolander 1. Yeah, I've seen that all over the place. It seems weird to us. Like I said, I can, you know, if it was law, like if you didn't know any better, but the problem is when there's you know, 50 states when there's 48 other states that are going, are you fucking kidding me? And basically all of Canada looking at you going, you guys are fucking idiots. Like, how do you not know how to fill your car with gasoline?
Exactly. And it's just like sometimes you need to fill up your own stuff. And no, if you need anything filled, you had to give it to the serviceman. Now, there's not a lot of full service left in Ontario. There used to be some all over.
Yeah.
And what it was is that you could go to full serve and it was about 3 cents more a liter than it was if you were self-serve.
Yes.
Right? But most people have gone away with, you know, instead of having the overhead, they're just like, screw it. Just make everything be self-serve.
Yeah, exactly. And this is before the time of debit cards and credit cards into the pump itself. And I remember the days. Remember you used to pull up there and be like, regular or unleaded?
Unleaded, yeah.
Yes. Ooh, now everything's unleaded. There's no such thing as leaded gasoline.
Well, so they say.
Well, you know.
At least in this country, but.
Yes.
So anyways, my guy's like, I'm 62 years old. I've never probably got my own gas. He says, I say, no, thanks. I don't want to smell like gasoline. Another one, I've lived in this state my whole life. I refuse to pump my own gas. This is a service only qualified people should perform.
Meanwhile, and we're not putting down gas jockeys, but you mean it's not – that's an entry-level position. That's what you do to put yourself through college or if you're lucky, you get a full-time gig doing it. But
yeah, I did it as a kid.
Yeah,
I got a job. I moved to Ottawa, and my first job was was pumping gas and working behind the counter and all that. And it's just like it's part of it. But they're like, oh, I don't want to touch a nozzle that like 50 other people have touched.
They're like, making it sound like you got to be a gas fitter to fucking like you mean like. This is my wife and I. We got new washer and dryer. Of course, we have a gas dryer, and yes. I know, like, I'm a tradesman myself. I'm not a gas fitter, but I know for sure I could have easily set this up. But because it's gas and I have a house insurance, you don't want to fuck something like that up. Like, you don't want something happening and me overlooking a safety regulation and hooking up my gas dryer, then having my house burned down and the insurance company going, oh, who hooked up your dryer? Oh, that was me. Oh, you didn't get somebody licensed. Well, guess what? You're not getting your money for insurance. Anyway, I got my family and everything else. So anyway, we got a professional come in to hook everything up. Anyway, but that's because they're gas fitters. That's their gig. That's their trade. And as a tradesman myself, I have respect for other trades. So, but when it comes to being like pumping gas into a car, like that's like you have to know how to do that if you drive.
Yeah, well, that's they never have to, right? They never have to touch it anytime they need to get. But I just find it weird because it's like, well, then what do you do when you have to put gas in your boat?
Yeah, like or what do you?
Like, I don't know, cherry like, cans, right?
What would be a parallel? What would be a parallel that you do that if you or somebody else does for you? I mean, like I can't think of one.
It's like, what you want me to go collect my own mail? No, that's what a mailman is for.
Like, yeah, exactly. I will not soil my hands on dirty postal materials.
But look, people of Oregon, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you got. Don't they have? Then they pass a weed law.
Yeah, they pass a weed law.
You guys are cooler than this. Just don't smoke weed and pump your own gas. That's one thing. Don't fucking do that.
Yeah, they used to say don't listen to don't use your cell phone.
Yeah,
when pumping gas, it wasn't because the cell phone would cause a spark. Turns out it was because. There's mostly women, but they would get in and out of their vehicles, and their vehicles sometimes would have material seats.
Right.
And those would cause sparks.
Yes.
When they would get in and out of the vehicle and actually cause explosions.
Okay. Why would this happen to mostly women?
Because they were the ones that tended to be on the phone while pumping gas. So they'd be on the phone with their girlfriend going like, yeah, I'm pumping in it. And they would just be talking to their friend. And they would get in and out of the vehicle while the gas is pumping.
Oh,
right, and like they were in a lounge or something.
Right,
and the mid their butts against their
okay, you're digging. Dig deeper. Go ahead.
No, their butts against the actual chair, the actual
car.
The upholstery. Yeah, that will cause sparks.
So yeah, so
little
so
static, cell phones, static sparks.
Cell phones, hairspray, and pantsuits. Are fire hazard.
Yeah, that's why Hillary Clinton doesn't pump any gas, man.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so that's literally where those stickers came from, where they're saying don't use your cell phones. It had nothing to do with your cell phones. I looked into it. It was just a weird fact that it was because people were getting in and out of their vehicles, with material, you know, seats and all that.
Cloth. Oh, okay. Yeah,
the
yeah,
static
yeah.
charge from that, and it would be on their hand. So you know how you touch something and your hand goes, yeah, and you yeah, get yeah. the little spark? Well, that would happen right at the gas tank.
Oh, okay.
And then that's, it would yeah. catch fire. So that's why they were like, because you're not attentive while you're on the phone, just turn the fucking phone off, and now you're
right. Yeah, just but just and don't drive away with the pump still stuck in your fucking car. Like, yeah, like, just don't be on the basically what they should do. Don't be on the phone and pay attention to what you're doing, because apparently, according to the people in Oregon, you're pumping gas for God's sakes. it's something to do with a scalpel, not a sledgehammer.
The memes are pretty freaking brutal too. But you know what though? This isn't everybody in Oregon. I'm sure there's a lot of people in Oregon who are like, finally.
Yeah.
I'm not a child. I can pump my own damn gas. Well, now you get to do it. Now you're fine.
Yeah. And the best thing too, now when we drop this show, hashtag Oregon. So of course we're going to hashtag Oregon. People from Oregon are going to listen to our show and be like, oh, you fucking assholes.
We're still your friends.
Still your friends.
Oregon.
We love you. We're not far from you. Well, we are, but Canada's not.
That's right.
Okay. I think we have time for one more. Do you got?
Yeah. Well, we got time for. I think. Okay. Well, let me throw this one at you.
Yeah. We'll try this one first. Yeah.
Okay. Thai, as in Thailand.
Yes.
Okay. So Thai penis whitening trend raises eyebrows.
Okay. Go on.
A supposed trend of penis whitening has captivated Thailand in recent days and left it asking the country's beauty industry if it's taking things a little too far. So now, skin whitening and lightening in Asian countries is not a new thing. It's considered that the lighter your skin, the further you are away from manual labor.
Okay.
Right? So the whiter...
I wonder where that came from. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. So the paler your skin, the more high-end or more rich possibly you are.
Right.
Right? So they're like, well, you know, if forget my face, make my dick white.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when that girl starts blowing you, she'll, oh, I didn't know how rich you were.
Look at now this I rich know. Dick. It's still small, but rich.
Yeah, it's just...
Okay. So, like, this is... okay, I've heard of, you mean anal bleaching?
You right,
know, like, and I'm still don't, I still don't know why they don't call that changing your ringtone. So you know, there's that. I've heard of people bleaching their nether regions before, but like actually bleaching your wiener, it would never occur to me. But I'm a white man. I don't, but it's not white. It's not like pale.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I don't. It's like, well, you want your dick to glow in the dark? I don't understand why he wanted that white.
I don't know, Egg. But then again, that could be a culture thing. We don't get it because.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I get it's a culture thing. But, dude, it's not like your dick's out of your pants all the time.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
It's like, hey, honey, why don't you come over here and see how rich I really am?
Yeah, it's not like a nose job where people see it.
Right. It's just, you kind of have to surprise people. And by then, if you're having sex with them, they probably already know if you're rich or not.
Yeah, or they think you are.
Yeah,
exactly. Or you've been able to convince them of these things.
So, yeah, skin bleaching is nothing new. Lots of Asian countries do it. People don't like it, you know, as they're saying, like, this should not be a thing. But it is.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Patients started to ask about penis whitening. So we started the treatment a month later. The cost of the procedure is about $650 for 5 sessions.
Wow.
And it's like laser. Like it looks like laser in the picture. It's fucking crazy. It remains to be seen, though, whether indeed there are enough Thai men wanting to have their private parts a shade whiter. The clinic has an average of 20 to 30 patients a month coming in for vagina and penis whitening. Vagina whitening.
Vagina whitening. Well, there you go. Okay. This is all weird. Now, we shouldn't talk. I know I don't do it every year, but let's say if I'm going somewhere warm, right? If I'm going to southern United States or somewhere, I burn severely easily. I'm not ginger, but I'm pretty damn close. Like, I burn instantly. So I know it's not altogether healthy, but I have to go for a couple tanning sessions. So stand up or like
this. Yeah, but that's more for safety.
You know, well, not, just to get a little tiny, and it's not like all year round. I don't get this leathery Donald Trump look to me. Like I don't. I mean, I just go in. I get a tiny little base, just because I will pay for it if I don't. Now, some people might look at that and be like, well, that's fucking weird. That's strange. But when I go in, I usually put a sock over my cock.
Oh, right.
So it doesn't burn.
It's a cock sock.
Well, yeah, and nobody but my wife is going to see it. So, why am I going to tan my genitals? So it would never occur to me to go, oh, I'm going to, you know what? My wiener's looking a little too pink there. I think I'm going to go whiten her up.
So that's what these guys in Thailand should have done. They forget the penis whitening. They should have just got like a darker tan, right? And put a pair of shorts on.
Depends. Like, I guess I know there's certain ethnic stereotypes when it comes to size of penis. You know,
well, they're not even talking about size here. Right?
I understand that. But you mean I know that as a white man, we look at other ethnic races and go, wow, theirs are much bigger than ours. But I know there's also ethnic races that look at us and go, wow, they're much bigger than ours. Like, you know, we're not the
first. If you believe stereotypes.
If you believe stereotypes. So, you know, maybe they're like, hey.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, it must be confusing because it's like, okay, well, it's much lighter. So I'm, you know, I've got that air of, oh, I've got money. But if it's small, you know, or what if it's like big and dark? And then she's like, oh, I like it because it's big, but you seem to be poor.
Yeah,
there's a conflict. It's like, oh, it's nice and light, but also tiny.
Well, I don't know. You're a single guy. You can make your own survey. Next time you're with women, you can be like, no, would you prefer it to be lighter or bigger? I'm willing to bet. I'll drop a brown one. That's a $100 bill here in Canada. Every single fucking time they're gonna say bigger if they're being completely honest.
I love the fact that you assume that, like, not that you didn't say the next time you're with a woman, you're like, the next time you're with women, thank you, Rob.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, just okay, the next 100 women you sleep with, ask.
At once?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, good.
Come on, you're not a pervert. Come on, let's go. Okay. Just the next 100 women
no,
you
I'm
end
not
up
a
with.
Pervert, but I am a team player.
Yes.
Go sports team.
Go team. Go sports ball.
Okay, I got one more real
quick. Okay, real quick. We can do it.
Okay, snow thwarts shoplifter in North Dakota, police say.
Okay.
Okay, so the one thing that we know, there's a lot of crime in Florida, and it's because there's no snow. You know, there's a lot less crime up north because it's fucking cold. Who wants to steal a car when it's minus 25?
Yeah, and actually, there was a winter tire commercial in yeah. Canada with the robber and the cop car both spinning their wheels on the frozen pavement because there's a police chase in Canada, and they made fun of the fact that, yeah, nobody, you can't get away in the getaway car, and the cops can't catch you because
They're both standing still while spinning their wheels.
Yes.
And they both comically get out. You know, they each have one partner get out of the car and start pushing from behind instead of just walking up and arresting the guy.
Yes.
Yeah. So authorities say in North Dakota, a man wheeled a shopping cart with stolen merchandise out of a Hobby Lobby craft store was stopped by the snow. A 22-year-old man filled his cart up with $4,000 in products at the Hobby Lobby store on Wednesday. After the cart got stuck in the snow in the parking lot and tipped over, he allegedly ran off. But police say that along with the merchandise, he left behind his wallet.
No, fuck.
Which contained his identification and address. He's also charged in another county with theft of property. They don't list his lawyer for him right now. So, so not only did you leave the merchandise, but you left your fucking wallet.
Right. that's ridiculous. Like, so obviously no trouble finding the guy.
Well, that's the thing is they're probably like, sir, you didn't need to leave your wallet. We just followed your tracks in the snow.
Yeah.
It's like, you realize there's snow?
Yes.
Like, I'm a tropical people. No, not here.
No. Well, dude, that's just, again, it was meth involved? Same guy? Like,
I don't know if there was meth involved, but I'm sure his penis was a couple shades whiter being in that cold.
I'm quite sure.
At least a couple shades shorter. They refer to it as a stack of buttons, I believe.
Oh, we've heard that on the show before.
Yeah, it's true. All right.
Well, you know what? Well, Godspeed, sir. Coming from the practicing atheist means nothing.
Look, if you try to rob a store in the winter, drive the cart into the snow, tip it over, and then run off, you deserve to get arrested.
Absolutely. 100%. Right? Absolutely. Well, so, okay. Well, that's going to just about do it for us this week. But before we go, Roman, you want to tell the good people where they can find us on Twitter?
On Twitter and on Instagram, they can find us at Roman Poddingcast.
And yourself?
I'm at Roman Citizens. That's Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Tinder.
Grindr.
I'm not on Grindr.
Somebody told me. I'm not. I wouldn't know. I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, stop liking my profile.
Stop swiping. All right, you can find myself on Twitter at RobertMMCast and Cast1973 on Instagram. And do not forget to check out our webpage, RomanPodcast.com, where you can see the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Battle Network. And, of course, do not forget we're on the Laughable app and now Spotify. So that's recent news. We mentioned it last week. So you can get us also Google Play and Stitcher. And while you're on all those platforms and you're listening to us, and especially on Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes, give Roman and Rob the review reach around. If you want to give us a review reach around, give us a star rating and review, and we will really, really, really appreciate it. And before I let you go, don't forget Tasty Nude Campaign. You have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman? Send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com, care of Roman. But if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me, Rob, at the same address.
Yeah, and remember that if you want to give us a review, that is a Florida Tarmac pantless review.
Pantless review. Reach around. Yeah,
reach around.
Awesome. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
And this is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud.
Hi.
That was the other third of the Grolix Podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman Podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman Podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guy created Doctor Who.
Canadian.
U.S. Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiblenetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.